The death toll on Irish roads since the start of the year is 38% higher than the same time a year ago. A total of 58 people have lost their lives in the first 3 months of this year. The 58 people who have died on the roads this year include 11 pedestrians, 24 drivers, 18 passengers, 3 motorcyclists and 2 cyclists. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is a man who's part of a group that's put together a letter and signed a letter to campaign for improved road safety measures in rural and urban communities, in villages, towns and cities. They're saying there are a few communities in Ireland who have not experienced devastation caused by road traffic collisions, as the 58 people killed on their roads this year, with many more having survived collisions only to be left with serious physical and mental injuries. Quite a number of cycling and pedestrian groups involved, including the Kerry Cycling Campaign, in this group. With me on the line to talk about this is David Tobin of the Limerick Cycling Campaign Group. David, good morning to you and thanks very much for joining me on the line. You're with the Limerick Cycling Campaign. You came together. Tell me first of all about this press release, this letter you put together. Waterford, Westport, Skerries, Dublin, Crumlin, Cork, Drogheda, Donegal, right across the country, including Kerry.
Good morning, Gerry. Thanks very much for having us on. I suppose looking at the list of signatories there, you're looking at all 5 of the regional cities being included, a good stretch of rural, suburban, urban groups. So it is quite a strong across the country kind of representation there. And I suppose this is kind of spurred from the work that these campaigners and these groups are doing on an ongoing basis, trying to improve safety measures, reduce deaths, reduce fatalities, and make it safer for people who want to travel across their cities, their communities, by walking, wheeling, cycling or driving to get where they want to get to safely. I suppose our big concern is looking at the Road Safety Authority and how ineffective it has been in recent years. As you said earlier on in the piece, 58 people have died, unfortunately, so far this year. That's a significant increase over last year. It's approximately 20% over last year, and it's approximately 31% above the average of the previous 5 years. So this is at a time when the Road Safety Authority is leading us towards strategies called Vision Zero, which is to reduce the amount of deaths to zero, and they're looking to get to 50% of that target by 2030. So clearly, if we're up 30% over the average of the last 5 years, if we're up 20% on last year, we're really, really moving in the wrong direction. And I have to say, the groups that have signed this are all signed this expressing a lack of confidence in the current leadership and strategy of the Road Safety Authority.
Why are we going backwards, to your mind? Why have ye come out this morning with this plea and this call for action to be taken?
I suppose there's quite a lot to it, but I suppose if we're just looking specifically at the Road Safety Authority, I mean, its job is essentially to promote, educate and increase awareness of road safety. Unfortunately, we're looking at what the Gardaí are telling us are the huge issues, which is drink driving, drug driving and distracted driving and phone use, which are kind of they're the 3 big kind of things that we're seeing coming back from the guards as major issues. Now, if you look back at the last time we kind of started, last time we had a kind of a high number like this was probably back in 2005-2006, and at that stage I'm sure you remember we had a change of leadership there in the Road Safety Authority. We had Gay Byrne come in, and he was quite vocal on, I suppose, it was mainly drink driving at the time, but that did have a significant impact to the fact that it addressed the root of the problem, which was bad behaviour by a certain cohort of drivers that are putting other people in danger. Unfortunately, we're not seeing adequate messaging on those kind of issues by the Road Safety Authority. What we're kind of seeing, unfortunately, is we're seeing a higher focus on the PPE side of things, which, like, if you're looking at any sort of safety control, your PPE section is kind of
what does PPE effective. Mean?
So that's your personal protective equipment. So we see them, and I suppose I'm a primary school teacher for 20 odd years, Gerry, and I see every year the high vis coming in it makes very little difference, unfortunately. I mean, it's proven under the hierarchy of your safety controls and any intervention you're going to make as the least effective thing you can do. While it might have its place in some areas, it's the least effective thing. What we really need to be looking at is in elimination, engineering controls, those kind of things where we can make roads and streets safer. We can look at addressing behavior problems with the people who are actually causing the issues, rather than coming in and handing out high vis to a 4-year-old expecting that's going to stop a drunk driver.
Yeah, no, look, you're talking about the damage being done. You're talking about you're saying the RSA's ineffectiveness, but the reality is massive strides have been made over the last 20 years, even over the last 10 years in this country. And as things stand, Ireland, as terrible as the first 3 months of this year have been, Ireland remains one of the safest countries in Europe for road travel, despite the recent surge. If you compare it with other countries, our per capita road death rate is 31 lives lost per million residents, which is slightly up on 2022. Italy, by contrast, 54 deaths per 1 million residents. Europe's highest road death rate recorded by Portugal and Greece, 62 and 61 respectively. So is it fair to say the RSA is failing with that record compared to other countries?
Yes, I think it is, because we had made huge strides to get our debts down, and we're now going in the opposite direction. I suppose, as well as the fact is, we could be doing better. We know what we need to be doing better, and quite simply, the RSA isn't doing what we need them to do to get to those better numbers. I mean, even looking at how the RSA interact with other agencies such as the Garda Síochána, researchers in the area, we're not getting accurate data from them. They've been holding back for, since I'd say the 2016, 2017. We're still waiting on the RSA to give details on things other than just the top line fatalities. Maybe just go back to the 50.
So what do you mean by that? Is it the amount of injuries, the type of injuries, or the factors involved in each individual crash?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, if you look at, we've had a lot of investment across the country. I really love seeing all the new stuff down in Tralee when I was down there in the last month or so. We've seen a lot of investment going into walking and cycling infrastructure, which is absolutely brilliant. It keeps a lot of people safer. The more vulnerable road users are segregated from the dangers of cars. So we're seeing good investment going into that. But we're not seeing any data coming from the Road Safety Authority to local authorities to help inform those decisions, to help target areas that are more difficult. And what we're finding is that's really falling to individual local authority members who are up to date on what's happening in their area, to local Gardaí trying to give their opinions of what's happening. But we're not getting the data in there to inform local authorities and to inform Gardaí to recommend on where we need to see improvements in our infrastructure.
Is it all about that infrastructure for cycling in terms of where you want to see things going, David, to separate cyclists out from drivers, or is it to try, and pedestrians too, I mean, as well, in terms of people who want to walk and cycle versus people who want to drive? There is a particular problem out there in terms of men, young men, 16 to 25, who will make up majority of those who die in our roads. Men die at a rate of 5-1 versus women on our roads as well. Is that part of it?
I think it's definitely a part of it. I think, we are going in the right direction. We have one of the highest per capita spends in the EU on pedestrian and cyclist infrastructure. And I suppose this is coming really as a corrective measure after years and years of underinvestment. I think, though, in terms of the RSA, I think we need to bring it back to driver behaviour. I think that's where the RSA has been successful in the past, and it's where they've really taken their eye off the ball in recent years. Jumping back to our 58 deaths this year, I mean, the RSA gives kind of a guide number that for every death, we have another 10 serious injuries. So, I mean, it is a larger problem than just the deaths. I mean, if you put it that we have 58 dead people on our roads this year, but we also have close to 600 who will have serious life-changing injuries. So, I mean, you're looking at well over 600 people now, or 600 families who may have been affected already this year by dangerous driving on our roads.
Yeah, and that is part of it. Okay, what kind of response are you looking from your letter? What are you hoping to hear? Are you given any sort of solace or hope from the comments of the incoming Taoiseach Simon Harris at the weekend, when he said it's going to be a top priority for his government?
I think Simon Harris is coming from a couple of ministries that are probably quite closely linked to this. He's done good work in health. The fact that he was in higher education, he is seeing, I suppose he's seeing, like you said, that cohort of younger men. He would have a lot of insight into that. But I suppose the fact that he's saying it is a top line issue for him is very important. I think he needs to tackle the RSA's very, very poor messaging, the fact that they are going in the wrong direction on their route towards 50% reduction in debts before 2030. And I think he needs to also look at how the RSA is interacting with An Garda Síochána, local authorities and the judiciary as well. So I'm hopeful that he might be able to turn the ship around. But at the moment, we are absolutely going in the wrong direction.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme this morning, David Tobin of the Limerick Cycling Campaign, which is part of that nationwide group that have come together this morning.